Money FM 89.3, best of your money.
Envision Wealth Management has launched a supply chain enabler fund under its variable capital company, Envision Global Investments. This with a focus on SMEs associated with supply chain functions, services or logistic entities, and at a time when it says access to financing remains disproportionately skewed in favor of large firms. One of the fastest growing investment themes this year is environmental, social and corporate governance investing, and riding on this theme, Envision has rolled out the Supply Chain Enabler Fund, or SCEF, this to provide liquidity to small and medium-sized enterprises. Time to find out more about the fund with Veronica Shim. She's founder and chief executive officer of Envision Wealth Management. Good morning, Veronica.
Hi, good morning, Michelle.
Welcome to the show. So first up, I wonder if we can take a step back and tell us about what is distributing this fund. What is Envision Global Investments and how does it differ from Envision Wealth Management, which you founded?
Okay, thanks for having me. Envision Global Investment is an umbrella fund structure we set up using a newly initiated company structure promoted by Singapore government, which is Variable Capital Company, or VCC. It is an in-house asset management arm, which is managed by our MAS licensed entity, Envision Wealth Management. So we have currently two funds set up under the VCC. The first one was our commodity strategy fund, which was launched in May last year, which has become actually one of our, become our flagship fund that helped us to survive the pandemic. Second fund is Envision Supply Chain Enabler Fund, which is launching now. So, yeah, we are also in the process of setting up third fund, which is targeted to start by end of quarter one.
All right. Tell us about why you wanted to start the Supply Chain Enabler Fund. What problems for SMEs does this fund hope to solve?
Okay. Investors nowadays do not invest purely for money making. Instead, they are looking to invest and create impact in the social environment and with purpose. With that in mind, Envision are building an ecosystem that covers as much of their clients' needs as possible. And 2020 was actually a difficult year for most businesses, especially on small, medium-sized enterprises. We are very lucky in Singapore that our government is well prepared for a healthy reserve. Last year, MAS offered a subsidized liquidity with almost zero cost of funding to all banks in hope that the banks could help to extend such liquidity to the economy and provide better funding access to SMEs who are impacted by the pandemic. However, from our observation, not much of these helps are given to the target in need, as banks are trying to ensure their own survivability as there were too much uncertainties ahead caused by the virus. So SMEs, especially those in supply chain related industry, is essential to sustainable development of our economy. The supply has to reach a demand to ensure the continuity of the economy and even survival, and especially on food and essential goods supply. Therefore, trade finance is something that is really important, especially in a pandemic crisis like what we are going through. Envision Supply Chain Enabler Fund is set up with the intention to fill the trade finance gap. According to our survey, SMEs account for 37% of trade finance demand, but the rejection rate from banks is 45%, which is much higher than mid and large-sized companies or MNCs. A lot of times, the rejections was due to lacking additional required collaterals or poorly presented information that result in KYC concerns from banks, or sometimes it's simply due to having no credit records, which is a very interesting fact in Singapore. It means a company that has never borrowed may not be a company that can easily get a loan from a bank. So therefore, we are working with various collaboration partners, and most of these are fintech companies that enter the market to provide more seamless and efficient solution with blockchain technology that help to bridge this gap of the supply and demand of financing. We are providing funding to these companies, but in order to protect our investors, we are also very selective in the trade invoices that we purchase from them. This is to achieve a balance in risk-reward for our investors. So what we do, we select trade invoices that are issued by SMEs, but with payment coming from highly credible company. And these invoices will have to pass our in-house analysis as well. To give you an example, we actually recently bought a short-dated 3-month trade invoice from SME mm-hmm. that is issued by HDB Singapore. So this right. invoice itself has given us nearly 2% per month return, i.e. 24% annualized return with a HDB credit. So, I mean, in comparison, a normal 15-year HDB bond would pay only about 1.5% coupon per year. So it's a rare opportunity in the Sing Dollar market, as most fixed income instrument in Sing Dollar pay really low return with really long durations. So even insurance endowment plan that lock you out for minimum 5 to 10 years will pay just like 2-3% per annum. So with this interesting strategy, not only that it meets our ESG objective in helping to support the funding for the economy, mm-hmm. channel the help to the right segment, it gives also our investors a really attractive alternative investment option. We will also try to ensure that the cost of borrowing is not like punitive compared to the bank's borrowing cost as well.
Okay, so you mentioned being quite selective when it comes to which SMEs you support. Could you give us a sense of a flavor of what sort of SMEs would qualify?
As we are launching both Sing Dollar and US Dollar tranches, mm-hmm. we are looking at trade invoices in both currencies with potential proceeds coming from could be Singapore, GLCs, banks, or even government departments. So anyone, any SME who has trade invoices that are pending payments can apply for this, provided that they are willing to be totally transparent and disclose all their company information, financial statements, and also the company must inform the payer of the invoice about such arrangement and make sure that the payer is willing to pay the proceeds directly to the fund, to us. Besides, in order to manage a risk, we will require a company to provide either a company guarantee or a personal guarantee from the owners as well. So if these are acceptable, the SMEs can contact us, Envision, and we will help them with the whole process.
Got it. What is the max funding so far, Veronica?
We have seen invoices ranging from few thousand dollars to even few millions. So for a bigger amount, we might not be able to take the full invoice, I mean for risk management purposes, but it is possible to partially fund it as we are dealing with fintech platforms that are pretty good at this.
So you don't have an upper limit for now?
No. Yeah, so we can see, we really see invoices coming with different sizes.
Okay.
I think the important thing is really the credibility of the payer.
And how has reception been to your Supply Chain Enabler Fund? This was launched in January, was it?
Yeah, yes, we are still launching it. Many clients are interested. As most of our clients are businessmen and they understand what trade invoice financing is about. So it's quite easy to explain to them. A lot of them has also been having the same experience of financing their own trade invoice with the banks before. So, and most agree that this is a profitable yet pretty safe strategy. Therefore, many are keen to participate. This also serves as very good diversification for their portfolio as it is less correlated with the financial market. You know, after seeing the wild volatility the last few days in the market, actually clients are generally very cautious and they like their portfolio to be protected with different kind of exposure. So, for our 2021 strategy for Envision, besides focusing on finding solutions for family offices or individual clients, we are building our institutional capabilities and aim to bring these solutions to institution clients, such as corporate banks or other asset management companies. This fund strategy alone also appeals to many corporates that like to invest like free cash flow with a local currency and strategy. And this strategy that is really easily comprehended by most corporate locally as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing how your trade financing model works and more about the Supply Chain Enabler Fund. Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you, Michelle.
She's Veronica Shim, Founder and Chief Executive Officer of Envision Wealth Management. You're with me here on Singapore's most influential radio station, Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.